Blog Talk Radio.
Like our CEO and you say, I can't call it, I might spoil it.
I might spoil it now. Come on now. Well, before we get started, we'd like to just mention that this is an adult station. We encourage older audiences. Excuse me, I'm stuttering a little bit. We encourage adult audiences or whatever, but however, there is no profanity. We try to express ourselves without using all kind of vulgar language and profanity on here. People here, they state their opinion. It's everybody's entitled to their own opinion or whatever. We can support, but we're not here to fix people, and you know, we're not those professionals that some people do need. However, we do enjoy the topics, and we encourage our internet listeners to call the number 1-800-646-200-3838 and come on live and talk on the radio with us and kick it with us here at the Diva Squad GQ Palace Radio.
For sure.
So it's myself, Angie, alongside T and Rachel. However, tonight Rachel will not be on the line with us. She had priors going on, so she will be absent tonight, but me and Diva T will be holding the radio down.
Throwing down.
We going to hold it down. Shout out to you, Rachel. We miss you this week, sweetheart. Holla at you in a minute. So, on that note, it's been a crazy week for me. Little busy, last-minute stuff and, you know, things going on and I'm just the last minute person, and I think I get that from my grandmother because she waits to the last minute to do everything too. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, the holidays are around, and it's just been a lot of stuff going on. But you know, I'm trying to get into the Christmas spirit. I'm, you know, up making CDs and all kinds of other stuff, and stuff like that. And get myself into the realm of the reason for the season. You know. So, T, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Was just letting you finish, do what you do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, again, we encourage, you know, people come in and you know, and kick it with us. When you dial the number, 646-238-38, you got to press 1 to go on live on the radio station. You don't have to give your real name. We're not here to expose anybody for anything that they do. So, you know, we just like to hear different topics. People have different ideas or you know, some advice that somebody can use in a situation, in a particular situation. We have different topics every week. We have something different going on. So, you know, again, if you guys can get on here and kick it with us, it'd be greatly appreciated. So,
and you definitely don't want to miss tonight because this is going to be, we going out with a boom for 2013. This will
be our last
episode of 2013. So make sure that you tune in because we about
right.
to
right, and that is an announcement that I would like to make, and I will probably mention it again that next week, as being it is Christmas, we will not be having a show next week. We won't be on the air next week, so there will be no show next Wednesday. So, if you don't have any announcements, then, you know, we'll get started with the show.
Only announcement I got is, hey, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do this.
I'm sorry?
I said, the only announcement I got is I'm ready to do this, and let's go out with a bang.
Oh, okay. Listen, we're going to, you know, Have a good show today. I think today's a good show. Like you said, this is our last show for 2013. You know, this has been a trying year for a lot of people and stuff like that. And I still give God the glory for all that I've encountered, you know. And our topic tonight is the joys of the holidays. You know, tonight's topic, again, is the joys of the holidays. Now, if, you know, it's supposed to be a joyous time, you know, the reason for Christmas is the birth of Christ. Now, you have some people that will challenge that, argue that, or whatever the case may be, that, you know, don't believe that Christ was born on Christmas Day and stuff like that, and It just, you know, sometimes it dampers people's mood. But my thing is,
like we said, they entitled to believe it, you know?
You're entitled to believe whatever. My thing is, even if Christ wasn't born on Christmas Day, my belief is he was born. You understand? It doesn't matter whether it was Christmas Day, 4th of July,
right,
or whatever day it was. He was born. You understand? He was born and shed his blood for me. The least I can do is to celebrate the day that they've appointed as his birthday. You understand?
You know,
which is December 25th.
That's the same way I feel as long as I've been living. That's what it's been celebrated as, and that's what I'm going to continue to celebrate it as.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like you say, you know, people want to debate. You go ahead and debate again.
Mm-hmm.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, you can do
what
that.
You want to do.
Yeah, whatever you believe in, that's fine. And it's, again, it's all still about spreading love. You understand what I'm saying? It's about spreading Christ's love. So, you know, when you get together on holidays, it's about, you know, getting good food and stories, share stories and stuff. A lot of the family members you don't see from one end of the year to the next, you know what I'm saying? It's time to get caught up and stuff like that with whatever was going on. So, you know, it's just a great time of the year. But you have, you know, a lot of people that it can be very solemn for. You have people that are alone, that, you know, have really nobody to celebrate with, that, you know, they live alone and stuff like that. Or you have people that are bereaved right now that are celebrating someone's death, you know, not celebrating their life but burying them at the same time, you know. So it could be very solemn for a lot of people, you know. So I think it's important to, you know, spread whatever love you have. Try to bring some cheer to people. You know what I mean? Try to bring whatever positivity you have to other people that, you know, that have lost a loved one, or, you know, it's, you know, you understand what I'm saying. I'm for lack of better words right now, but for lack of better words, so it's important.
We're going to touch a lot of little bases, you know, like,
okay,
just do a little skit, like, touching of how you feel about different things around the holidays, and
right.
So, you know, with that being said, you know, we just gonna do what we do best.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah, well,
you know, we you know, here at the Diva Squad, we open to all kind of conversation and stuff like that. Even with, like, Christmas recipes or people calling with different traditions and, you know, different stories like that. Hey, you know, we're open for all that.
Right. Well, you know, and with us just talking about any and everything tonight, as far as, you know, when it comes to the holidays and everything.
Yeah. Or even if you have a few things
like
to share.
I've got a question to ask you.
What's that?
And
I'm ready.
What is your most memorable gift at Christmas? Whether it was being a kid, an adult, or whatever.
Wow. That's, you know what, I can't even really answer that right now, because I've always, there's nothing, it's not that I didn't appreciate anything that I got for Christmas, but I valued all gifts that I got the same.
Right, right.
You understand what I'm saying? I value all of that the same. It doesn't matter if they spent $500 or $5. I value all of that the same. It's just, I don't know, I guess call me different, old-fashioned, or whatever you call it. It's just, I don't look at, like, price of things and stuff like that. So, again, I valued all of that the same. You know what? Maybe I'm going to say the most memorable was when I got, this was years and years ago, I was a little girl. It was maybe, like, 83, 84. I got the Atari and Cabbage Patch doll.
Okay.
That was, those were, like, the ultimate gifts for me. The Atari and the Cabbage Patch doll. And I had the Cabbage Patch doll, I want to say, how many years did I have that Cabbage Patch doll? I had to have it maybe 15 or 16 years. I kept the doll. And what happened was my mom's dog, which was a little chihuahua, took my Cabbage Patch doll, ripped the head off, and took all the stuffing and everything out. I could have killed that doll. I really could have. I could have killed that doggone dog.
Well, mine is life itself. That, you know, I've lived. Go ahead and tell my age.
Mm-hmm.
But mine has been life for 52 years.
Okay.
To be able to live that long and enjoy, you know, my kids were my most memorable gift. You know, getting for them. That was the best part of Christmas that I enjoyed so much. You know, even though they knew that it wasn't about no Santa Claus or nothing like that, but just going out shopping, you know, but then at the end of the year, you know, you're looking at your pockets like, wow, where'd my money go this time? But
yep.
They have always been well worth it, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like you said, when you get older, it's more about your life, health, and strength than the actual gift. Sure, everybody likes receiving, you know, material things. But, you know, you appreciate a lot more once you get older. You know,
right.
You see things from a different perspective and a different eye.
Right.
You know, and that's why the reason for the season is Christ, but it's also for children, too. You know, because the kids are the ones who are really, really excited. Put the kids, you know, to see a kid open the gifts and, you know, just the joy of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
It's the reason for the season. That's the way I look at it.
Reason for the season.
You know.
So.
Not just, that's the thing, you know, you have a lot of people that do things at Christmas that they normally don't do.
Absolutely.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But my thing is, you know, I give him praise every day.
Absolutely.
Not just Christmas.
Absolutely.
You know, because, we got to realize if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be where we are today.
That's right. We'd be a mess. Well,
you
not
know.
That we're not a mess now, but how much worse would we be?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Or the world, period.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
You know.
That's what I'm talking about, and it's just crazy. So, folks, if you're on listening, call 646-200-3838. This is our last show for 2013. We would like to speak to a few of our vintage callers, our faithful callers, and, you know, a few of our hosts and everything. So, the mayor had him a good show last night.
Most definitely.
He always has him a good show. And again, you try to fit it all in, you know, for this final weeks of the year.
Like the final episode of 2013.
Yes. I'm sorry, because you know my son, he does things because he knows he got me my back against the wall right now.
Right.
I'm trying to woo side, and I hear y'all have me yelling at him. You know.
But you know, that's normal for a kid. When you get busy or be on the phone, that's when they want you the most.
Yes, yes. Do you?
They don't really want anything, but that's when they're going to
just want your attention.
Mom,
when you're doing something
now.
Else.
Can I do?
Nah, what's this? Where is that? Have you seen this? So where are you spending your holidays? Where are you spending the Christmas and New Year's holidays?
Well, now, yeah, I don't know.
That's up in the air.
Kind of scared to go to Philly because, you know, I be having these little incidents and be having this, so
I'm just saying
it by ear right now.
Right, I hear you.
I got a couple of plans for at least after Christmas.
Okay.
And, the New Year's, normally I be in the house.
Right.
You
right.
never say that, I was just shooting up in air and it just so happened to hit this one or hit that one. No, I'd rather stay in the house, you know,
okay.
bring in my New Year. I will be having my grandson a few days. You know,
okay.
I wish I could have all of them for Christmas.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, due to circumstances, some of the other two is out of town. But,
yeah.
I honestly, I can't even make no plans because I'm just going to pray that I be here to celebrate.
But I know that's right. Yeah, you already know.
Tomorrow's not
promised. Tomorrow's definitely a long way off.
Right. I mean, it's one day at a time, honey, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, because we do Christmas Eve. My mom does it every year because our children... they know there's no Santa Claus.
Right.
So, you know, Christmas Eve we get together, have, you know, food, drinks, and all that good stuff. And at 12 o'clock, the kids open up all their gifts and everything. Christmas Day, we either go to breakfast or, well, you know, one of our other family members holds breakfast or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, because like I said, our kids know there's no Santa Claus. They know at a very, very young age that,
right,
you know. And then we try to give them the story of St. Nicholas and what we all did. It really is a St. Nicholas, which, you know, is where they got the image of Santa Claus from or whatever. But we don't believe in, we don't do Santa Claus.
Yeah, and you know, then you have, like we were saying earlier, you have a lot of different people that don't celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, we came up with joy, you know, joys of the holidays.
Right, the joys of holidays, right.
Yeah, and you know, to each his own with that, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, but like I said, my theory and what I was always told, that it was Christ's birthday, and that's what I've been celebrating it for as long as I've lived.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
Yep, as Christ, and that's what it, that again. That's what we know, and that's what I believe. Like I said, whether he was born December 25th or May 25th, however,
it
whatever,
don't
it doesn't matter.
Right.
The fact is that he was still born. That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate fact in the situation. He was still born. You
and
understand?
You know,
so
that's another thing. I've you know, like, wonder who came up with this great, horrific Xmas.
I don't know
who came out of it.
The unknown mess.
The demons.
You already know.
But you know, Xmas, how do you get Christmas out of Xmas?
Yeah, that's why I stopped. I used to use that, but I was like, nope.
Well, when I was younger, it was like a shortcut. And
right.
I don't know if that was the purpose of saying
right,
Xmas.
But it's still, well, how do you put an X with Christ,
up.
Like, yeah.
It, to me, it's like you Xing God out, you know, of the whole scenario.
Right, right. That's like crossing him out.
Right.
Yes, Chris.
You know, you just Xed him out of the whole scenario of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know.
Like I said, that's why I stopped doing that, too, you know. I stopped because, you know, it ain't Christ. That's X is not Christ. He's not unknown. He's very well known, and very much respected in my in my book. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Be an X to me.
Nope. And like you said, that maybe people did use it as a shortcut, but again, I don't know how they connected the two. But hey,
right.
I don't use
but
it.
But that's on them too.
Exactly. I don't use it. So, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of history when it comes to, like, Christmas and stuff like that, and digging. Even when it comes to the Christmas tree, and you know how to, I can't even begin really to say all of the stuff that they have about the
right.
Christmas tree and stuff like that. It's just, it's a mess, you know. But again, You get away from that negative stuff. That way, this is where the joy comes from. There ain't no negative thinking going on here. We're going
right.
to have us a nice time. We're going to have us a good meal, whether it's traditional turkey stuffing and all that stuff, or Italian food, or we have seafood on our seafood and prime rib we do for
okay.
Christmas. So, you know, it's however, whatever type of food and all that stuff you eat is what you eat. But, you know, it's all about spreading Christ's stuff and celebrating his birth all at the same time. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Which,
and,
like I said, we could celebrate that year-round.
And, you know, another thing that I look at people getting really just going all out the way, you know, to which we were talking about that last week,
mm-hmm.
about just going into debt.
Mm-hmm.
The happiness and the spirit of being on this special day
mm-hmm.
is supposed to last, not the bills.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
yep.
I mean, because at the end of the day, you know, if you don't get this kid this and that,
you know, this kid may have a tendency that, you know, well, she couldn't get it for me, so I'm going to go out here and steal. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
I didn't get that. I asked for this, and I didn't get it because I couldn't afford it. I'm going to let you know that now.
Right, right. You get what I give you, and most of the times I always got them what they needed.
Right, right.
What you wanted. I got you what I could get you, and it was basically what you needed.
Right.
Now,
and then
I might go out there
you get,
and
something,
get
something, a little something extra, you know what
right.
I'm saying, but...
Right. No. But I'm not going to go out my way where I don't have a roof over my head or water,
right.
gas, electric at the end of the year.
Right, right. And that's why, you know, on Sunday, the Lord says his name, me and my son, we're going to make gingerbread houses and, you know, stuff like that. It's little stuff like that. That's what you do. It's about baking and stuff like that, sharing all kind of secrets and, you know. Stuff like
right.
that. It's just a joyous time of the year. And I feel bad and shout, you know, and my condolences to all the people that have lost people. Because I got two funerals back-to-back this week.
Wow.
One Friday, one Saturday. And, you know, and my condolences to those families.
It's going to be hard for those families.
Yeah,
and
hard.
While we're talking about that again, to Scribby, our host on Sunday Crossroad Temple, our prayers and thoughts are with you and your family today and every day.
Yes.
Right now, Diva, hold that thought. We're going to go to our first song.
Okay.
Okay.
together. It's the faith of love.
I think they just have the best Christmas albums out there, and it puts me in the spirit. But before we go any further, we have two callers on the line. We have Alexis and Sasha. Are you guys there? Alexis, Sasha?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name, honey?
Sasha.
Tell everybody your name.
Alexis.
Alexis, how
hey,
are you?
Sweet.
how are you, honey?
Good.
Good. Thank you for calling in. You got something you want to say? You want to wish somebody a happy, a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays?
Yes.
Who you want to give a shout out to?
Diva Squad.
Thank you, girl. Alright, yay. Thank you. And the Diva Squad wishes you a Merry Christmas too.
Hello.
Christmas, one thing I need. I don't care about the presents. Underneath the Christmas tree, I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is
thank you, baby.
Yay, clap
for her. Oh, that was so nice.
It's fun, baby.
That was wonderful.
That was too cute.
Thank you so much, Alexis. You sing very well. Thank you.
Thanks. Welcome.
Oh, have a Merry Christmas, honey.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, see, that's how we do it over here at the Diva Squad. It's important to have the kids involved, and you know, again, like she called and sang. Do you know if you have to take someone, a child like her, to like a nursing home or something like that, and she sang for the people, they would just melt, you know. And praise be to God, not all our children are lost. That was so nice. Thank you so much. That just made my night.
Yes. I'm speechless. I am so speechless because I definitely wasn't expecting that, but that was right on time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Definitely wasn't expecting that. Is Sasha there? We had Sasha on the line, too. Hello?
Were they on there together?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Y'all probably hear my crazy old dog barking.
Were they on there together?
They probably were. They probably were.
Yeah, that was too cute. Wow. I'm overwhelmed by that one.
I am, too. That was cute and very much appreciated.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, it was little things like that, you know. I can see her now in a little talent show up there on the stage, her little dress on, singing and everything. She was serious, too.
Yeah.
She was serious.
And they did that for the Diva Squad.
Oh, man,
it's very much appreciated, young ladies.
Absolutely.
That man, I can't even get over it.
I know. It's
so
hard to even talk about anything else.
That.
I can talk about that all night long. That is,
wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, but like I said, it's important, you know, to just to keep the kids involved and stuff like that. And, you know, keep them encouraged. Keep them encouraged. Let's let them know the reason for the season. Not have them thinking that it's all about getting the biggest gift, the most expensive
gift. Or expensive.
If
my kids or anybody was to give me a scarf, I wouldn't care if they got it from Goodwill.
Yep.
I'm going to love it and cherish it. It's
yep.
the thought that counts.
Simply because it came from them.
I mean, it's not what you spend.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I don't know. That one just blew me away right there.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any shopping? I'm sorry, babe.
Huh?
Have you done any shopping?
Huh?
Okay. I guess I got to spell that one out, huh?
Right. But, you know, like I told my daughter and son, it's not about you guys no more. Once you had them babies, that's what it's about. So my concentration is on my three babies. You know.
I hear that.
So I was thinking, you know, I'm not going to be able to be with them on Christmas. So whether they get it before Christmas, after Christmas, as long as they get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got one that'll be a year old next month. And then one that's going to be 3 in February and the other one going to be 7.
Okay.
So, you know, they're not going to take a lot.
Right, right.
And they're going to appreciate whatever you get them.
Right, right.
So
I thank God. My son didn't. He really didn't ask for much. He asked for, you know, little simple things. You know,
uh-huh.
Like you said, everything else is what he needed. So
right,
you behave and
you
do good. I got you.
Right.
But don't
and
come here with no
thing.
List. No
a lot
list.
Of parents
everything you on TV.
Put these kids like. You know, why you got to bribe them for them to do, like, good in school or do this and do that? What, they're only going to do it for those couple of months. Then after Christmas is over, you go back to the same thing. You just played yourself.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. Absolutely.
So after after Christmas, they go back into the same slump. What you going to do? Take the toy or the gift or whatever and put it up on the back burner in the closet somewhere where they can't play with it?
Exactly.
That's a waste.
Exactly, because you already know what your child's capable of and what they do. You understand what I'm saying?
And that's where you mess up when you tell the kid, well, if you do good in school, baby, and you do this and you do that, you know,
yeah.
You can get this and that for Christmas. Hey, I'm not going to bribe you. You better
nope.
do what you're supposed to do from the gate.
Yep, you're going to do it anyway.
And whatever I get you, that's what I'm going to get you. Every parent and everybody can afford to get these kids what they want.
Right. Right. And again, once you get older, they start realizing you can give of yourself. Not, it ain't got to just be a gift. You can give of yourself, and that's a gift. You understand what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Take your
right.
time to help somebody. You see somebody need help. Guess what? That was a gift to them.
True.
That was a gift.
All right,
you
Carlos,
know.
We see you out there, and we know that the line's on fire. You push that one.
Absolutely.
Come on, get in on this topic with me, Angie, and myself. We had two babies just now that wasn't scared to, or nervous to get on.
That's
y'all
right. She got and she sang.
And she sang. Right.
Oh, she sang that
she,
song, didn't she, though? thanks again, Alexis. She just definitely did it. She put me in the spirit, and I'm not lying
yes.
to you.
Yes.
Trust me, I have my laptop ready to hit that button. Put on the Curtis Blow Christmas rap.
Oh, girl, I
yes,
love
yes.
that. That's one of my favorites, too.
Me too.
That is one of my favorites.
Yes, that's our theme song. Matter of fact, I was DJing at my grandmother's house 4th of July. I played that on 4th of July. Awesome. They was cracking up.
But my most memorable and most favorite song, honestly, is The Temptations, Silent Night.
Silent Night, Temptations.
I cry every time I hear that song. And
absolutely.
Especially with the closer it gets.
I just made a couple of CDs for the couple of ladies at my job, and they had that on there. Well, that.
Okay.
And Jackson 5, Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
And Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas.
Right. Okay, Diva, we have our next caller. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, hello, how you doing?
All right.
Hi.
Would you like to give your name?
My name is Barry James. How you doing, honey?
Hey,
hi.
Doing, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm sitting here with my 92 on. Around the holiday time.
Oh, that's even a better Christmas gift.
That's right.
Yep. Absolutely.
That is a blessing right there for real.
Yes. Would you like, do you have anything you want to share to anybody and, you know, holiday?
Yeah, I just want to say that relationships, especially when you get older, is much more important than gifts. And just to be here with her because she's my last one on both sides.
Okay.
And I've been with her. Last year has been a very hard year for both of us, and I'm just happy that God brought us back together so I can spend Christmas with you.
Oh,
that's
man.
Beautiful.
That's the Lord.
Beautiful.
I know that's right. I understand what you're saying because that's my grandmother. Good Lord says the same. Her birthday is Saturday. She'll be 88.
Wow.
She's very fresh. Let me tell you, my grandmother's so fresh. We call her Sister Odell. For anybody that's seen the Steve Harvey movie, we call it Sister Odell because it does. All that stuff start running together in her brain, and she be coming out her mouth with a bunch of stuff. So, but well, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
But that's precious, though. You know, to
precious
just
moment.
I pray that I can be there.
Yep, that precious moment. So
yes,
but it is
you
like
know,
she was so independent for so long, and it's been a rough year on her because you know. Possible to get back around, but now she's getting used to her. She lost her foot. She's getting used to it now, but
okay.
It's been in 2014 now.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
You know, she has y'all there that can, you know, can be there for her and everything. You know, and it's a blessing
yeah.
from to both sides. You know what I'm saying? That you actually can share, you know, moments like that. You know, like my great grandmother. I thank God that I was able to be in her life. Before she passed on, and you know, now I can share the stories with my kids. You know,
mm-hmm.
cherish my grandmother. You know what I'm saying? Your great grandmother, because then you'll have the story to pass on to your children, hopefully someday.
Yep.
Right.
So
right.
That's stuff like that you can't buy.
Like she has a lot of loved ones that are, you know in North Carolina and up here, and she's loved by a lot of people. That's good.
I'm sure. I mean, that's just beautiful right there. I'm serious. But do you have any memories of favorite memories of Christmas time, Barry, whether being young or older?
Yeah, it was Christmas time. It was a time of family. Like, I lived in Long Island after I moved away from the Bronx, and I always come home to make sure I'm there with my parents. And then I used to always come over here with my aunt and my cousin, and we used to share gifts. And it was a special time because I'm an only child.
So
she's like my mom now, and my cousin's like my mom and my sister. So it's good. It's a good thing for the holidays. It's not good to be alone for the holidays. And
right.
Sad, and you know, it's supposed to be a jolly time, but there's people out there that's homeless and kids that don't have.
True.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is so true.
Yeah, and we were just talking about that earlier, how you have some kids that are in foster homes, and, you know, their children in the hospitals, and, you know, stuff like that. So this could be very sad for them, like, oh, God, I don't have anybody coming here to visit me, and, you know, stuff like that. I carry that stuff on my shoulders. I really do.
Right.
Because I feel so bad, you know. If I could spread my time out to all of them, I would. You know, that's my motto. Time is worth more than money any day, and especially when it comes around holidays. You know, like I said, you have people that are burying family members in the same week as Christmas. It can be hard for them. So anytime you can be uplifting and encouraging, do so.
Well, yesterday, my father, it was 13 years and my father passed away.
Mm.
It was hard. It was hard for Christmas for the first several years. You know.
Uh-huh. Yes, I understand totally. That's what my aunt passed away this year, made 10 years for her as well. She passed on the 14th, and we buried her on the 21st, which is my grandmother's birthday.
Wow.
Yep, which is my grandmother's birthday.
Yes, that could be hard. And that's what I mean. I listened to that song, too, by The Emotions, What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas? Because you have a lot of people that don't have anybody.
Nobody.
I mean, no family, no loved one, no significant other, no children.
Nothing.
You know, and what do those people do?
Right.
You know, and sometimes they shelter themselves and just be at home alone. And you never know what that person could be thinking of, the idol falls, everything.
Right. Anything. And it makes people bitter, you know.
Right. So.
Listen,
I'm going to get back to my aunt, but the best Christmas song is Curtis Blow.
Yes, we just talked about that. I played that on 4th of July. I ain't lying. I played it on the 4th of July, and we was out there in the yard rocking to it. Out there doing electric slide and everything. We called it the bus stop. We were doing the bus stop to it and everything on 4th of July. We was partying off that, man.
When that thing came out, boy, it shut down everything.
It shut it down, let me tell you. And it's still, I think it still rings supreme, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we definitely appreciate you calling, Barry.
Thank you so much,
holidays.
And happy holidays to you
Merry
and your
Christmas
family.
And all of that good stuff.
Okay, I will, because she has another call, so I got to get off. You guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, okay?
And you as
you
well.
As well. Thank you.
You as well, and to your family.
God bless you.
Bless you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, you know, again, that's important, you know,
for you
to be there for somebody else, even if it's not your family member, if you could be there for somebody else that, you know, that could just to sit there with them, you know, and share stories or, again, recipes. I'm always sold on recipes. Recipes and different stuff like that. It's really important this time of year, you know, just to be encouraging to somebody else, to be there to listen to them, to talk and stuff like that, you know.
I mean, 92 years, you look at that, she lived her life in somebody else's.
Absolutely, she's lived.
But you got to be thankful that you still got her.
Absolutely. You know, it's a blessing to us to actually see somebody get that age, to have their right mind.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. That's why I say I thank God for my grandmother, even with her sister Odell, you know. I'm telling you, I'm laughing because if you have to see her at church, you know, when she pray and all that stuff, trust me, she get to singing and bless her heart, you know.
Okay, hold the line. We have our one and only, one of our hosts that we love dearly as well, we got the mayor on the show.
Yes,
mayor.
Okay. What's happening? What's going on, ladies? What's the deal?
Mayor, welcome to the Diva Squad, Mayor.
Yeah, happy holidays and all that.
Thank
what's going
you.
On, ladies? What's happening?
Not so much. We just over here kicking it today. We basically having general conversation today and, you know, having the joys of the holiday season, you know. Try to, you know.
No doubt. Ain't nothing wrong with the holiday season. It's that time of the year where everybody, you know, peace to all and goodwill towards men and women,
right.
too. And,
yes.
and everybody else in between. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? So it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to shout out the Diva Squad, man. You know, Miss T, Miss, you know, Angie, Miss Rachel, man.
Thank
you know what I mean? And all the little, you know, junior divas and all that good stuff right there, man.
All right.
You know, it is what it is, man. And this one, I really haven't really nothing to talk about because I'm kind of feeling under the weather. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So don't tell nobody.
That's season two. It's that time of the year, too.
You know what I'm saying? So
things be catching you. I ain't catching no cold.
I don't want to spread too many of my germs over the air and all that good stuff right there. You know what I mean?
You know what, Mayor, though? I got to tell you, I share your story all the time about your going over your grandmother's house.
Yeah, under
the seat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest story I heard.
Hey, you know what? I got dry the dishes this year. So it was water popping, and I think the guy that my cousin brought to dinner, he had to wash the dishes. He was looking like we was playing.
Yep.
He was looking like it was a game. Like, oh,
yeah.
It ain't no game.
This ain't no game. Get in there. Roll them sleeves up.
He was like, yo, I give you 50. He was talking about my little cousin. I give you $50. You watch the distance for me. It's like, nah, what's the matter with you? You know what I mean? Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was definitely a story to share right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's too funny.
Yeah, it goes down, man.
I'm going to try that. I got to try that.
It's just different. It adds a little, you know. I guess you really see where people's heads is at. They that ancient food, you know what I mean? Now they bellies is full and all that. They relaxing.
Uh-huh.
You catch them totally out there. Like, you know, look up under and look at the face of the person who gets busting the tables and washing the dishes. Look at their face.
Yeah, yeah.
They
don't
be
the
like,
too. Those are made too. Right. I ain't washing
like,
dishes.
Money was like, yo, ha, 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 he, you know, this is fun. So everybody had a straight face except for him.
Uh-huh.
And then when he realized what it was, and then he was like, you serious? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, as a heart attack.
You know what I mean? So, it's something that, you know, it's something to do, you know what I mean, have some fun with it, you know what I mean? But then it involves everybody, too, you know what I mean? Don't feel nobody like they left out or whatever, even if they company or, you know what I mean, they have, you know, you have a guest over for dinner or whatever. It involves everybody. So it's all good. It was
right.
a good time, but we had a good laugh over
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know
I mean? that's what it's about again.
Memories.
Again, and it's announcing a story to share at the next holiday function.
Yeah,
you know
no doubt.
And I bet whoever got that slip to wash the dishes, they going to bring paper plates to the next function.
I ain't going back over there. Yo, but real
you
talk,
know,
but though.
That's a good idea, though.
No doubt. I'm just wanting to touch base, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And because next week, I think it's Christmas, and the week after that is New Year's. So,
it's New
Year's. You know, y'all been doing y'all thing. I call in when I can, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I just want to say, you know, it's been, you know, the years, you know, it's done, basically. You know, y'all been riding out, do y'all thing, man. Look forward to bigger and better for 2014.
Absolutely, and you have a prosperous one as well, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm trying to get rid of this little cold so I can get my little swing on New Year's Eve, whatever.
Yeah,
vitamin
C yourself out. That's what you do.
That's
vitamin
what it
C
is.
See that out.
Right. So y'all take care, man. You can pound to the building all day.
You too. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Now it was the mayor in the building, GQ Palace Sports.
And
when y'all call into his show, you better have your facts together because they'll eat you up over there. That's why I be on the line just listening. I'm like, I just got to listen.
Ain't no sense in trying to go up against him because if you don't know what you're talking about, you won't win.
I'm going to be looking all crazy and stupefied. For real, though.
But you know, that's also, like, I was sitting here thinking, you know, like, what are some of the things that you miss now, you know, at Christmas, now that you're grown?
Right, right.
I mean, I could think of a lot of things.
I miss it, opening up my own gifts.
Thank you.
I miss opening up my own gifts. Now it's all about the kids. You sitting around watching, like, and now
right.
I got to clean all this mess up.
And I remember when I used to know what was in them. You want to shake them and
right.
see how they weigh and, you know, if it's heavy.
I don't know,
I know this is probably...
Let me tell you something.
And it don't be clothes.
It ain't what you think. But let me tell you a story real quick. If my brother listening, he probably gonna kill me. Because when we was younger, what he would do, take all the gifts, unwrap them nice and neatly, make sure he didn't rip none of the paper or anything. He knew what everybody had. And he was like,
wow.
Better not tell either. he would unwrap all the gifts to see what was in them and wrap them back. I said,
And sometimes it takes the fun out because, but I'm gonna be honest with you. Even as I've gotten older, I can stand to buy gifts like a couple of weeks ahead of time,
because
I'd be, especially for my kids, and you know, at the time if you had a significant other, because I'd be like, you know what I got, you want your gift now.
Right.
And I love my kids to this day for this. They would be like, no, Mom, can we wait until Christmas?
Right.
And I'd be like, you know, I'd be like, well, I'm going to tell you what it is. They say, well, we ain't listening.
Yeah, we're not going to listen.
That curiosity.
Yeah, that's my son did, too. He was like, you want your gift? And I said, nope, I don't want to wait till Christmas Eve, even though I'm anxious to know what it is. But
right. Right.
You know, he showed me what he bought my mom or whatever, and you know what he got his brother and sister. But you know, no, I wanna wait until the day.
Wait, yeah, because it makes it more. I don't know, to me,
exciting,
and just, you know, like I say, the smallest things be the best.
Right, right. And like I said, you didn't have to give me anything. Like I said, the respect they give me is enough gift for me. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? That's enough.
True.
Respect and love that my children show me is enough gift for me.
Right.
You know, you have some parents now that are struggling with their children. Not that they're not good parents. It's just, you know, some kids now are just have outside influences that draws that respect away from home.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I pray for all of those people.
You hate to bring up tragedies and things like that.
Right.
But, you know, my heart and my prayers go out to the lady and the man that was at the mall shopping, and those guys shot him in the head, killed him. This was just the other day. They had his funeral today.
Really? Where was this?
Do you remember the boy that killed himself at the mall?
He didn't hurt nobody else.
Yeah. It happened in the parking lot, girl. They had just come out from shopping and get ready to get in their car, which was a Range Rover. And he tried to put up a fight with them. They didn't hurt the wife, thank God, you know.
Mm.
But she's burying her husband today.
Mm. Lord have mercy.
30 years old, Angie.
Wow.
And they said
the coward killed himself.
Right. And they've put up the bond, where they looking, they trying to get somebody to tip to $41,000.
Oh my God.
And you know, unfortunately, it was two of us.
Wow.
Two of us. You know, but my thing is, if you don't have it, don't go out there and take nobody else's life to try to get what you want.
Yeah, come on now.
You know,
now look at the situation.
Things like that is just so sad.
It is sad. It is sad.
You know,
and it raises a fear. It raises a fear in people, you know.
Yeah.
But that's
because
just
a lot
how
of people
that's
saying,
how the enemy
you know,
works.
They scared to even go to this mall or anywhere else, you know. And the thing is, they're not caring if it's night or day now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not caring.
They're not. People... I can't even say it's desperation. It ain't. I can't even say they're desperate. They're just stupid.
Right.
They're just stupid. Doing stupid things.
Go out here and get a job. I don't care if it's flipping hamburgers, picking up trash off the street.
Yeah, nobody
go
knows how to humble themselves. Nobody
don't
knows
take
how to
it
humble
from nobody
themselves.
Else, and then you take their life with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
you
crazy.
Know, and at the end of the day, once they caught, guess what? Their lives have been taken too.
Yep.
Because
yep.
it was a senseless murder, so therefore, you're going down.
Yeah. Idiot.
I mean,
yeah, it definitely is a sad situation. But, you know, when people out there shopping and all that stuff, you definitely have to be careful.
That's
you know,
what they said. That's
going
exactly
going out there
said.
Shopping, try if you can help it, try not to shop alone.
Right.
You know.
But, you know, that's you know. But, you know, my thing is, too, now you want to beef up the security and everything like that.
Right.
During the holidays, I think you should have more security, period, point blank.
Absolutely.
Because you know what a lot of people are capable of, because for the simple fact, they don't have it like that.
Yep.
They don't
yep.
even have a dollar to buy a gift.
Yep. And they're not even caring anymore. They catching people in broad daylight in a crowded mall and all of that stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, my heart goes out to anybody that's been killed behind stupidity.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I
and that's
just,
exactly
you know,
what it is, just straight stupid. You know. But again, you gotta, and, you know, I always, you know, because my son, he's in security. He's a licensed security.
Wow.
And He does like clubs and stuff like that. I always just pray for his safety and stuff like that.
You got to.
You
got
that ignoramus out there that think he can conquer the world because he has a gun in his hand.
Right.
Tell him to put that gun down and let's do this like men. Let's knuckle up. Let's see where your knuckle game at.
They not
going to
do it
like
because they ain't got the guts to do it. You know. And it's sad, but. You know, it's just the way of the world.
It is. But again, that's why, you know, that's why tonight we're promoting, you know,
joy and
some joy, you know, encouragement and uplifting tonight, you know.
Yep.
Oh, excuse me. I'm loaded with gas. I'm sorry.
Pray for everybody that's out there, you know, whatever they may be doing, just pray for them.
Yeah, yeah. And also, too, you know, when people get stuff, don't go putting all your stuff on the internet, showing this and showing that. And you know what I'm
saying?
That's
where the break-ins into your home come in.
Yeah, people waiting. They waiting. You see how they be stealing people's packages off the doorsteps and all kinds of stuff like that, but, you know, go broadcasting what you got on the internet, even though it's your stuff, and you can do what you want to with it, but don't even set yourself up like that. Don't even give anybody any ammunition.
You know, I was talking to a friend last night, and she's helps with, like, toys for tots and things like that. Well, she has some teenage daughters and things like that. Well, I was speaking with her last night, and she was like, I mean, she just started cursing real bad, right? And I'm like, yo, what's wrong with you? She said, girl, somebody that came in here and stole one of the Nintendos that I had for these kids.
Oh, God.
I mean, she just was, she was in a uproar. And I would have been, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, these are toys that's been either donated or they done went out there and spent their own money for it to give to the less fortunate.
Right.
And then you have somebody that's coming into your house that's supposed to be cool with you and just take it?
That's crazy. Like, come on, go out there and work. You think everybody want to work to have to, you know, everybody want to.
Don't nobody owe you anything. I mean, you know, what, you going to keep looking for handouts the rest of your life?
Yeah, looking to steal somebody else's stuff? Come on.
I mean, you just stole somebody's joy right there.
Yep. Somebody's kids.
Right.
Where you know, that happened to my god sister last
baby
year.
Anything.
That happened to my god sister last year when somebody stole $1,500 from her right there at Christmas.
Wow. Wow.
$1,500.
And everybody hollered. I didn't get it. Somebody had to get it and then just get up and walk away.
It didn't disappear. It did not disintegrate in my hand.
You know, and just try to be the best you can be. Don't go out here rob, steal, and cheat on people, you know,
No. Just
to get what you
want.
And then you're going to go out there and probably sell it to somebody else at a crazy price.
And the thing is, if you don't have, there's plenty of charities out there. The same charity that you're stealing from will give to you.
Yes.
They'll give to you if you need. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty. But see, you know, you have some people with so much doggone pride that, I'm not going to that charity. I'm not going. You know what I'm saying?
Honey, listen. If I need it, I'm going to go get it. But
yeah.
If I don't really need it, I'm not going to knock the next person out of their blessings.
Right,
because
right,
that's what
right.
you're doing.
Right.
You know,
I've seen that. My church they adopt a couple of families. And I took my son over there, had him volunteer his time to help with, you know, delivering, helping people to their cars with the presents and stuff like that. And all, like I said, that's just his way of giving back. And to teach him that you don't have to always be on the receiving end all the time.
Thank
you. Know
you.
What I'm saying? So we went over there. But my point was, I seen a couple of people in there that I actually know, you know what I'm saying, that really could have shared that gift with somebody else, you know what I'm saying, that really didn't need it.
Yeah.
That really didn't need it.
But you gonna go out your way to knock somebody else out of a blessing because, you know, you got to look at it like this. They don't have enough to give to every single body, every single family.
Yep.
Give it to the families that's most needed.
Right.
You know, and
right.
like you said, sometimes you see these families that's got big money, but you're standing up there in line waiting on a handout.
Yep.
And I commend these groups and people that do adopt families, and they go out their way to give, you know, because unfortunately, you know, those people don't have to, you know, don't have it.
Right, right.
And I commend those people that take out their time. I mean, that's like I've been looking at a lot of the football players wrapping gifts. Thing. I think that is such a great thing to do.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, actually, I could bring up a lot. Like Men Taking Action, they do this every year.
Right.
You know, shout out to them. You know, and those that's just giving back to the community because they're able to do this. It's a beautiful thing.
Right, right.
You know, so.
But on that note, we're going to go to a song right now. And everybody that's on the line, hold the line. If you're on there, press that 1 and get on live and share whatever stories you have, any kind of encouragement for anybody in this holiday season. You on with the Diva Squad.
Meow.
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it be the night? Merry Christmas, baby. Beauty treatment night. You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise. I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. I'm gonna kiss you.
present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?
Absolutely. Oh, he's one of my favorite artists, you know. I'm old school to the bone when it comes to music and stuff like that.
Tell me about it.
But he had that voice that just, you could tell you know, above everybody
especially
else. Like, oh, I know who that is.
Bay.
Huh?
When he's sitting on the dock of the bay.
Yep. And try a little tenderness and tramp. He sing tramp. Tramp, what you call me? yes. I
and
love
you got
these.
A lot of them, that's what you call them, tramps and bums that go out here and do evil things during the holiday season.
Oh,
just
please.
Because they don't want to work.
Because they lazy, have
right.
too much pride to ask for help.
Right.
And people don't understand about pride. Pride will kill you.
Yeah.
Pride will strip you of your entire life, and you won't be dead either. That's crazy, you know.
Yeah.
You ask not, if you don't, you ask not, you get not because you don't ask for it.
Thank you. And it's easy to get out there and, you know, do what you got to do.
Yeah, and people don't understand, too. There's plenty of kind of, it's more than one kind of hustle. Hustling does not just mean going out selling drugs. That's not, there's all kinds of hustles.
Sure.
You have people have hustle, their hustle game out scrapping metal. That's a hustle. You
but
know what I'm saying?
Mean?
Whatever talent you have, you go out and make a few dollars doing that. That's a hustle. It's different kinds of hustle. You understand what I'm saying? But they see, you know, people in, you know, like the rap artists and stuff like that who used to be drug dealer hustlers and converted over, that's going to work for them. That doesn't.
And not only that, they offer so many Christmas, like, yeah, it's temporary, but you can go out there and make money. All these different companies always add extra.
Yeah, help. UPS. You have UPS, you have grocery stores.
All these department stores and everything.
But, yeah, it's going to take away from their swag if somebody see them going in the grocery store to go to work.
Right.
Really? But you ain't got nothing else going on, though. You'd rather be broke.
Say that.
Huh?
I said say that. You know,
yeah, they'd
like,
rather be broke than
lazy.
To go out there and have to work in a Stop and Shop or something. Are you serious?
If that's what I had to do, trust and believe, I would do it just to make my family happy.
Listen, if you want to eat, you gotta have to work for it. Otherwise, you're gonna be laid on the side of the road starving.
Right. Or out there doing dumb stuff like the people been doing.
Right. And then
you're
gonna end up in jail. I guess you figure you get a free meal in there, three hots and a cot plus cable. That's a whole nother show.
And
we're going to call that repeat offenders. You know.
Yeah, just constantly going out.
You know, my thing is, and I'm going to be honest with you, even though I was 5 or 6, that was one of the worst butt whoopings I got in my life for stealing from a blind woman.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I ain't know no better at that time. I figured she couldn't see, so how's she going to say I did?
Oh, my God. Stealing from the blind lady.
And that's what I told my mother, right? And that just even made my butt whooping even worse.
I bet it did. I bet it did. I know your mother wanted to go ham on you, boy. That's crazy.
She was like, did you steal that orange? No, Mommy. Well, you was the only one there. Well, she didn't see me stealing, Mommy, so I didn't take it.
Ah!
She said,
wow.
What did you just say? Nothing, Mommy.
Now
and
you
I
got
thought
it
was valid, right? Man, next thing I know, go outside and get me some switches. I was like, but Mommy, she didn't see me. I'm still being stupid.
Wow. Because she didn't see you take it.
Right. So how's she going to blame it on me?
Oh, my God. That's
oh, but
crazy.
I learned my lesson.
I bet you did. Bet you did. Come on. You won't steal. You would have did better stealing from the store.
A piece of candy.
Wow. That's crazy. You got caught stealing from a blind person. Ain't that some mess?
And she was like my mom's best friend, a.k.a. like a sister, you know.
Right.
And she called and said, honey, tell me the story. Honey, because I kept looking at that orange. It looked so good, too. I ate that bad boy before I got home. But she knew that I had took it.
Well, we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hey,
Mila.
We got the senior diva on the line.
How's everything?
What's up, Miss Lavina? How's it going?
It's going good. A little tired, but good.
Oh, yeah. I know what your line of work, definitely. I know how it do.
Yes.
You know, around the holidays, they get extra hours out of you around the holidays.
They about to act a fool. You know that.
You already know.
You know they about to act a fool.
Nobody wants to work on Christmas.
I'm not working Christmas Day, though. I'll tell you that.
I hear you work Thanksgiving.
I sure did. I worked the double on Thanksgiving at that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to be there on Christmas Day, though. I said, you know what, I work Christmas Eve. I think that might be good enough, you know?
Right,
Little mama wants you to be there with her anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, she already made that a point, you know?
Yeah,
sure
I hear that. And you know what, it's crazy because I'm sure your job probably like ours because the seniority thing has the same people taking the time off every year. But I'm like, now, these people that don't even have small children or whatever,
right,
taking the time off, and the people with the children got to work. So
right.
This year they fixed it where we got, in 2014, we'll have Christmas and the day after off. That's why floating
right.
Holiday.
Excellent.
Right.
Excellent.
So that, you know, that's definitely to be appreciated, you know.
Excellent. Excellent.
So what are you planning on doing for Christmas besides spending it with your loved ones?
I don't know. Probably going to some houses, you know.
Right.
Family members' houses, probably. Just really spending it with the family. And, you know, I haven't really been home. I kind of been MIA with working so much, so.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, use the day to, you know, relax. Yeah. Just relax,
yeah.
You know, be able to enjoy, you know, the kitties and, you
right.
know, hubby.
Right.
So.
Put together everything that needs to be put together.
Not really. I plan on that. If I have it my way, I'm not even going out the house. But, you know, hubby has a big family. So I'm sure we'll be going around, you know.
Yeah.
Between my mom and, you know, his mom and, yeah. So we'll
probably
be driving.
Exactly.
Are you cooking on Christmas or? You don't cook.
I don't know. I usually cook like every holiday, but Thanksgiving I didn't cook, and Christmas I'm kind of like, am I going to work a double Christmas Eve, or am I just going to work by 8 to 4? I don't know. It depends.
Right.
It's all up
right.
in the air, but I know that I will not be at my job on Christmas Day because them kids
are
acting
right.
a fool.
Well,
they
we get
the fool. Look,
yeah.
when they get, those
get a half a day
job,
Christmas Eve and off Christmas Day.
Not me. I'm going to tell you, they're going to act the fool because come Christmas Day, they're going to open up them presents that the job got them, which is really a pair of socks and a pair of socks, a pack of gloves, you know, a pair of gloves, and this like little smell good thing. That's all they got.
Oh,
we're
wow.
putting up the tree tomorrow.
I didn't even put a tree up in my house. I don't know if I'm there for that.
It ain't gonna be like, well, they could have gave us more than this.
At least they gotta bake them some cookies and stuff to go along with that.
No, they're not doing that now. Come on.
Oh.
So no, but I do want to, but I do want to definitely shout out to GQ Palace and Rich Money, the CEO, because we do put together like, well, he don't, you know, but I do. You know, I just use his money and GQ Palace name
uh-huh.
to go to Bed Bath and Beyond and get them little like lotions and shower gels and stuff for all the girls. So,
okay,
definitely shout out to them because you know these girls are not going home. So, and a lot
wow.
of them, you know, they're ladies, so they want their smell goods and stuff. So definitely
yeah.
shout out to GQ Palace for putting together the smell goods, and we'll be handing them out tomorrow. So.
That's what's up.
That's beautiful.
That's a wonderful thing right there. And again,
yeah.
it's going to make them feel good too, you know. And it's not just coming from where for the facility that they're in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Oh, Miss Lavina went out and got us some stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
right.
Make them feel good, and
yeah.
that's important. You know. And
yeah,
you might as well go in and buy that can of cookies too for them this year. Man, you ain't go bake, man.
You know what they have? They have the big tin, right?
Oh, okay.
And the tin has the popcorn in it, the three different flavors of popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we buy two of those, and I
oh,
bring
okay.
it back.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, so.
I mean, and you know, those are
you can't bake
for
nothing.
Things.
Yeah. Well, you can't bake nothing there, so it's like, you know, you just bring in what you can.
Right, right.
So, I said, when they turn up, as they say on Christmas Day, when they see those presents that they're getting, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're going to be like, that's it?
No, they're going to turn up, too. Wait till they see them ugly gloves. They're going to turn up.
Oh, gosh.
They are going to turn
gosh.
Up.
I would hate
up.
To be there, too, to see that.
But you know, sometimes, you know, we, as the people that we are, we would appreciate it, but, you know, because some of them not going to get gifts from, if they didn't get gifts from you guys, they wouldn't have anything at all.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But
it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
Yeah, and you can't
again,
really stay there unappreciative because, I mean, you know, you don't know what frame of mind these people are. So,
right.
I mean, I guess, like I said, at the end of the day, it's the thought.
Yep.
But you know what? You know what I told them today? I'm going to print out, and I'm going to show them what Christmas really is about. I'm
oh,
not
okay.
talking about the Christmas tree and the presents. Let's talk about what we're celebrating on Christmas Day.
Okay.
Because only thing they know is the fat white man that comes through the chimney, and half of them don't even got chimneys, okay?
Mm.
So
mm.
that's all they know about.
Now,
so
I know
why
that's
you
right.
gonna come down the chimney if you don't have one?
Hey, listen, I lived on a 13th floor. How the hell is Santa Claus climbing through what chimney? The incinerator?
The one girl told me today. Wait, the one fisher told me today. She said, "I live in the projects, and we don't have a chimney, and we're not leaving the door open. So how is Santa Claus coming in, really?
Exactly.
You already know.
Really? And then who's eating my cookies that I'm baking?"
Right.
So,
you ate my cookie. That's
funny. A good one right there.
Who done
yeah,
ate my homeboy cookie? Because it wasn't Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Homeboy can't get down no chimney if it ain't there.
It ain't there. That's what I'm saying. Right. I lived on the 12th floor. Where's Santa Claus? Took the elevator?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. That's why, again, my children, I don't know if that little girl is still listening, so I'm gonna leave that alone.
Yeah.
But
But my kids already know how Santa works. You know what I'm saying?
But what age group, what age do you tell them about Santa Claus, though, do you guys think is right?
Mine were little. They were like 3
yeah.
and 4.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's false hopes.
It is. It's one of the biggest
kids,
lies you could ever told them.
If these kids are writing, they're on the list out and everything like that, and, you know, you saying that you sending it to Santa or you sitting on his lap and you thinking that Santa's going to bring you all of these things, and your parent might not even have money to even buy a bicycle or an Xbox or anything like that.
Right.
Then, you know, you subject them to a big lie and disappointment.
Yeah. My son, listen, my oldest son was 2 years old, actually, when he knew it wasn't no Santa Claus, so her children still believed in Santa Claus, so my son was having it out, boy. My son was like, ain't no Santa Claus. My mom said, shut up, boy, yes it is. He said, no, it's not. And they just was going back and forth. It just gives them false hope.
Right.
You know, and
when they don't get the things they looking for, then, you know, they really disappointed.
Yeah.
And it's your fault at the end of the day that, you know, they are disappointed because they thinking that Santa Claus is going to bring them what they want.
Right, right. Yeah.
He don't even exist.
Yep, something that does not exist. So,
you know.
Listen, Christ Claus, that's who we're waiting on.
That's right.
Jesus Claus. Jesus Claus, that's who it is, you know. Again, he's the reason for the season. He's the real reason for the season.
Exactly.
Right. And, you know, I'm not one to go out and OD. I guess if I could really afford the OD, maybe I would. But, I've learned a long time ago, you know, that it's not about the value of the gift. I don't have to spend $1,000 on one gift to say that my kids had a good Christmas.
And again, the bills is not the bills are not supposed to last.
Nope.
Huh?
The bills. And you know, going out here spending all this money, and then 3 or 4 months, you still paying for that same item.
Oh no, we spending the green stuff. When that green stuff is gone, that's it.
That's it. That's
we're done. When that money is gone, shopping is over.
I know that's
I heard
right.
That.
Ain't pulling out no plastics.
Oh no, the green stuff is gonna go, and when that money is all gone, guess what? We done.
Yeah, because it's crazy. You do. You have some people who are like, wow, my car payment. I ain't paying my car payment. I ain't paying my light bill. Rent gonna be late.
Right.
Like, you know.
And your stuff gonna be late too if not sitting out on the street.
Yep. Trust me, I used to be like that to where I was like, I gotta go out. You know what I'm saying? Get this and get that. I gotta. I'm like you now, Lavina. If once that money's gone, whatever I got in my bag, if it once is gone, then hey, Christmas is complete.
That's it.
Y'all get something to eat. Like I said, in our stocking, we used to get candies, apples, and oranges.
Yeah,
you know
really?
What I'm saying? In our stockings. I ain't listening.
My
aunt used to come out.
No toys and all these good things.
But you know what's
now?
Funny though? When I was little, I don't even remember having the stockings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But once, you know, I started like visiting my mom a lot and everything, she has all these stockings up, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm waiting to see what's going in all these stockings because they better not be there for show. And I know I'm grown, but I'm still
right.
Something better be in these stockings.
Right. You know what kind of stockings though we used to get? You remember those those mesh stockings?
With the candy in already.
Candy already in them? That's the stockings we used to get.
Oh yeah.
stocking. So I know some smell good that something's gonna be in there.
Something ought to be in them, right?
She might give me a bag of holes. I don't know.
I try to buy myself something just to say I got something for Christmas.
Right.
You know, I ain't worried about it as long as the kids doing all right, you know. And my older kids, they're getting money. I'm not even really buying presents for them.
Yeah,
and
you know,
it would be nice
else.
To get something, Angie. No,
they're going
to
get like one or two little things, perfume, cologne, or something like that.
Us. I was talking about for us as adults. It would be nice to get something. You
oh,
know,
yeah. You're right. That's
they got to come to something.
You're right. Somebody got to come up with something.
But you know, these parents go out here and spend all this money for these kids, toys and everything. And if not, if in a week's time, if they're not broken, they ain't even paying these things no attention.
Nope. So ain't, like I said, they don't work after a week. We're like, what the heck? Come on now.
Look, and depending on where you get it from, it's not going to work the whole night.
Exactly. Exactly. If you over on Jamaica Ave trying to get something, listen.
And then you go to the dollar store and get the batteries. They last for, what, 5-10 minutes?
One use. That's it.
I just think we have to, like, really, like, educate them on the value of Christmas. You know what I mean? Because I know when I was growing up, I looked for something every single year. I better have something underneath there.
Right.
And then I just started saying, you know what, Santa, I know I've been naughty, so I'm probably not going to get nothing.
Yeah,
you know, as I started getting older, I said, you know, I remember that fight I just had. And the fight I just had, that meant I'm not going to get nothing at all.
Yep.
Now, 1 year, I'm going to get a bag of coal. I know.
That lump of coal.
Uh-huh, I'm going to get it.
Lump of
coal. But I'm hoping, you know, a special someone is listening. So, you know, kind of know what I want for Christmas, Santa Claus. So I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to say what I want. I'm just going to say, Santa Claus, I know what I want for Christmas. I'm just saying.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I know what I want, Santa.
You already know what you want?
Uh-huh.
But do they know? Shoot.
Look, he know me. He should.
Oh, okay. I hear you. I listen. I ain't mad at you.
I'm saying.
Listen. You, if you need some help reminding, I'll send that message.
Yes, Santa Claus. Rich money.
Let me clear my throat.
Yeah. What kind of song you want to play now? Let me find out.
Ain't worried about none. Nigga ain't worried.
You don't be mad.
He is a mess.
Oh, my God. He did not just put that on. I worry about that. One more time.
That is so funny.
Well, that means she ain't got to worry about nothing either. How about that one?
All right, Santa. Uh-huh. Remember that song, Santa. Remember that song.
Exactly.
Oh, that was the...
That was funny.
Santa, you know what? That was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. That was funny. That was funny.
It's a baby.
And I totally didn't expect it. I didn't even see that coming. Oh my God.
That was cute though.
That was cute.
But I know my birthday's coming up too. I just want to point that out.
January.
Yeah.
January what?
Oh, listen. I'm just answering it all for the 15th.
The 15th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want to say Dr. King birthday? Okay.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's why I can't forget it.
My aunt's birthday the same day, too. She'll be 89 years old.
Oh, bless her heart. I hope I live to be 89.
I know.
Honey.
And gracefully, because she's mean.
Listen, the way things going, I hope to live to see 53.
Ain't it? I'm telling you.
I can't. That is not funny, Diva. I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's not cool, right?
Yeah,
oh,
not,
man.
Not at all. Not at all. But, yes, my birthday is coming up, and I'm hoping for a little trip to Atlantic City. You know,
That sounds good. Because you know what they got coming up in January? In January 24th in Radio City Music Hall, they have the Masters of Ceremony. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm trying to go to Atlantic City.
I hear that.
And master my own ceremony.
I hear that.
Oh, snap.
I hear that. Another hint.
Go ahead, Miss Calls.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to go for. See, I want to go to relax. We've been working extremely hard, and you know, hubby's been sick. So,
right.
You know, just to get away, you know,
away from everything. Yeah,
yeah.
Just
you know how
y'all.
You just, yeah, you know
Santa,
how one day,
you
like,
right?
You just want to get in a car and just drive and then not really have a care in the world. When
right.
You get there,
true.
You just laugh, you know.
Chill out.
Something
you
like
do whatever,
that.
Whatever, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, get up in the morning late if you want to, you know. I don't
know. Have
that's
breakfast in bed.
Oh, yeah.
Little spa day.
Yeah.
I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spa day.
Yeah, you know, just something to, like, you know, take the edge off a little bit. Been working
yeah.
hard and, you know. Just
yeah, in a different realm.
Working
you know,
hard. Yeah, realm. You know.
No, I'm wrong with that. Listen, for your birthday, you know, treat yourself. You know, it's nice to get treated on your birthday. I ain't going to say treat yourself. It's nice to get treated, you know, on your birthday.
I was going to say, no, hubby's treating me.
Diva, hold up, though. We have Kia on the line.
Hey, Kia.
Hi, Kia.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays
to
you, too. What's going on? What you out, traveling?
Yeah, I'm just getting back in Jersey from New York, so I'm just getting some work and, so I'm just getting in my truck, so I said I'm going to wait and start calling the show before I pull off.
Yeah.
Because I don't have an earpiece. Yeah, I don't have an earpiece. I can't find an earpiece. I don't know how to take it to my truck yet. I've been trying to figure that out for a minute, so I have
wow.
to pull over to the side to talk.
Wow. Well, you know, this will be probably our last show this year and for 2013, you know. And we
yeah.
just for the joys of the holiday today. Today we're sharing
yeah.
different stories and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's almost time for this year to end and everything.
Yeah.
It's just so strange how this year has just went by and, you know,
yes.
with everything and everybody within their own situation, family members and, you know.
Yeah, I think this has been a rough
like
year
that.
For a lot of people.
It's, yeah. It's been a rough year. And
I mean, even the weather been rough and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It just don't seem like any other year that's the past.
Yeah.
You
know what? And it's funny because I don't even remember what I did New Year's last year.
I was encouraged. I wasn't even yet.
And see, and if I had to took my foot like I normally do, I would have remembered that.
I do know where I'm at New Year's Eve.
At church.
In church. I'm in church every New Year's Eve. Now, after I leave church and go home, that's on now.
That's a whole different
story,
right?
Yeah, but I am in church New Year's Eve. My mother do expect that out of her children that's here, that, you know, she gets to see her covering the New Year's with her children. You know, my brother, yeah, my mother, especially either one of them to be on duty or whatever, of course, you don't want them to, you know, not go to work and everything, but she do expect her grands and her children in church on New Year's Eve.
I hear
you
that.
Don't ask them much. She said she has a question for
everybody. I don't know whoever is listening or whatever can answer this question. Why is it a tradition to cook pork on New Year's? Does anybody know?
And cat, it's a tradition. I think people just cook it. I think they most cook like black. First thing they cook is like black eyed peas.
Black eyed
like
peas. Yeah.
That's like the tradition, black eyed peas. They
black eyed
really
peas
and
some pork. Yep.
Yeah, they want the black eyed peas. It's the first thing that come out in anything. You cook black eyed peas? I'm like, what? You want to cook the black eyed peas? What? Like, but that's what I knew was black eyed peas.
Right. Yep. That too. Black eyed peas and some pork. Yep. My
uh-huh.
aunt, she cooked some black eyed peas and some barbecue pigs.
Oh, yeah. We're
going
to have, yeah. And some chopped barbecue. I have chopped barbecue on New Year's Eve.
Mm.
And the cabbage with the 50-cent piece in it or something.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's where down south we did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We never, I never even, you know, never said about pork New Year's Eve. It's just I did black eyed peas with something.
Definitely black eyed peas.
Yep, definitely
yes,
black eyed peas. But
yeah.
Yep, they did black eyed peas and pork. My grandmother and them did.
Mhm.
Yep,
it's like it's not a
What was the tradition? You know, and I used to hate black eyed peas, but I love them now.
I love black eyed peas.
Me too. I love them. And
I love them.
Yeah.
I had some last. What's the Sunday passage in them? I had some just New Year's Eve too.
Well, I think I'm going to have to cook me a mess of them, like my grandma said. Cook me a mess of beans.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
So,
you know,
black people are very superstitious, you know. We've known to be very superstitious people, you know. So, I don't know. It became a tradition, though. So, I was just wondering, just curious, you know, as to why they cook them. I guess they say it keeps the jinx off you.
Well, it's the same thing about, like, a turkey for Thanksgiving, you know?
Right.
I don't want no turkey.
We ain't cooking no turkey. That's one thing we don't have on New Year's Eve is some turkey.
No, we saved the turkey for Thanksgiving, and I think that's the only time.
Yeah, please. Christmas dinner. I'm hoping everybody said they only have a Christmas Day. That's my Christmas thing, is everybody stay at their own house Christmas Day.
You know what? My mom just told her sisters that. My mom just told her sisters.
Stay home.
Everybody got to
come up to West Orange for the holidays. Stay at their own house.
Enjoy your own facilities.
I think Tina is going to come by. I think I said more to the whole house. We destroyed them like last weekend. So we exchanged gifts. Like we always exchange gifts. We put names in amongst our immediate, a lot of family members.
Uh-huh.
And we just changed gifts and we just saw everybody. So I'm figuring out how, you know, why is we seeing everybody again?
Well, we used to do Secret Santa too at Thanksgiving. We would do Secret Santa, and then everybody got
to
have it for Christmas.
Right.
But
yeah,
people started coming up short after people ain't getting
really?
No gifts. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, who had your name? Well, we don't know who had your name. But we don't know who had your name. First job, that's a wrap on that. We ain't doing Secret Santa no more.
Right, because somebody would be hurting and left out.
Yeah, you got some people that don't get gifts. I mean, sometimes people might not be able to afford it, but don't even put your name in there then. If you know you can't afford it, don't put your name in there. Don't you pull nobody name. You just stay out.
We already know before Thanksgiving and everybody's in there, and we go by numbers. Like, if you pick number 12, you just not going to know who you pick. It's just number 12. So you'll find out number 12 is a guy, female, male.
Okay.
Because it's like some cousins don't like some cousins, so you know, like, they won't know who they pick it.
Oh, okay.
And,
that's a good
they
idea.
They used to be switching names, but like, I got Sean. I don't want to pick it. Give me who you got. So
you might set the limit at $20. Somebody gonna spend $5.
It was $25 for a secret. It was $25, and my aunt Lou, she's like, get on all of us. That's how we, like, sometimes, you know, get on each other, whatever, so we can't see who we pick. Please, you don't know. I'm smart in this game. I'm going to keep a list. I'll look and see. And you best believe, you know, it don't make no difference. It ain't like I got to hand it to them. They go pick it up from the street.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Diva stole that thought. We have our very own host of Comics All Out.
What's going on, bitch? What's going on?
What's going on, Chicky Chick?
I'm chilling, man. You know, take care of family right now. Today my daughter's birthday, so we actually on the road right now, man. I just came back, taking her get something to eat, took her shopping, and she's on punishment. So y'all figured out. Y'all remember what the show was about? I caved in, y'all. I did it. I caved. It's the holidays, man. I can't take Jesus away from her. That's my excuse. It's all about Jesus today. All about Jesus.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. Listen, we already know the reason for the season.
How y'all doing, though? How y'all doing? Is everybody blessed? Is everybody
blessed.
Happy?
Absolutely.
Is everybody,
Holly blessed.
Everybody cheerful, thankful. I love this time of year, man. It's like, you know, other than not having no money, man, I got everything else. Got everything else this time of year except for money, so
listen,
I feel a little good.
I like the favor. You understand what I'm saying? And the Lord definitely shows me favor, and I'm eternally grateful for that.
You got me for no price on that favor.
Nope.
I'll tell you what I did put a price on. I went to every store I went shopping, filled out a credit card. So your boy got like 6 new accounts. Pay for it later.
Well,
pay for it later.
Get ready for them 6 new bills, too.
Yeah, and I'm paying all with income tax money. That's how you got your income tax real quick. You fill out credit cards.
Yeah.
And you know that has your interest to you yet, so you're going to pay the same money. So you just said, I mean, I got a little way to try to keep the credit score up, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So
Is that
y'all
singing our Christmas songs already?
We in here right now, actually, listening with my son, he just acting all spoiled right now. But we listen to Marvin Sapp's new Christmas album. I highly recommend it.
Highly. Yeah, Marvin Sapp?
Yeah, his new Christmas album is. And it's like, you know how you get them Christmas albums, they sing the same song this Christmas or have Holly Jolly, you know, the same songs.
Yeah,
he got like all new songs that he wrote, and it sound like an album, like with his Christmas song, but it sound like something that you just go cop. I mean, it's. We keep it in the car. That one and Mary J. Blige's Christmas album. You know, I love
Mary. Mary's Christmas album.
Don Zadiva, hold that thought. We have another caller on the line.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed by the best and praying for the rest. I just wanted. Hi. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
We're doing fine.
I heard Black Eyed Peas, man. I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and press this one because I don't want nobody hurting themselves in the kitchen. You know? Yeah, I just wanted to say happy holidays to you guys and let y'all know I love you. Say God bless and let y'all know I'll be thinking about you. I want to send y'all some cards, but I didn't have the address to G2 Fallon. So,
thank you anyway. At least we know you're thinking about us. We appreciate you very much.
Yeah, Mike is going to be
there later. It's 58 Gold Place.
I'm like you, Chicky. I want my card, Dean.
I want my card. 58 Gold Place.
My card.
I ain't got no warrant, so you can come get whatever you want. 58 Grove Place, East Orange, New Jersey.
You're not running from the law.
Not at all.
Well, listen,
all right.
I might meet Mike in the Bronx tomorrow, maybe, and, we'll handle that part of it.
Well, we appreciate
right
you calling.
Queens.
Most definitely.
Yeah, right now I'm in Queens. I might come to Jersey. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you up
there
where it's cold
something?
At, huh? You miss the cold? You like this cold weather,
yeah.
Huh? It's a little different from Florida.
Yeah, especially when somebody's hugging you like a jacket.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
We're going to go to a song. We're going to play Boogie Black exclusive. Half past three, and let us know what you think of this song.
And who's about it? Who is this?
Boogie Black, exclusive. Half past three.
Oh, Boogie Black. Sound like a black and mouth. Oh, I didn't know who was on the air.
I got music on my radio.
Please talk to him, Otis.
Show
y'all how we do this, man.
On my radio.
Dynamic duo. Batman and Batman.
I feel like I'm gonna kiss you.
Shout out to all you Robins.
Just stepped in the club.
Boogie Black, that was Boogie Black, an exclusive half past three. That was right on time. That was fire.
That was right. I ain't gonna lie, that's right.
Yeah, it had me bopping too. You know what I'm saying? It was a little loud. He got to turn the hook down just a little bit because he really couldn't hear what he was saying. But I was,
the official soundtrack of Black and Mouth.
Black and Mouth.
Yeah, but it was a little loud. The only thing is, like I said,
it was more than loud. That's my old traffic round.
It was loud. But I dig Otis Redding. I like how they put the extra beat in with the song or whatever, but I really couldn't hear what him as the artist was saying.
Going down the chimney. But overall, I like that.
I liked it. It'll have you party. It'll catch you. It's definitely catch it. Half past three, you know. But again, I was more listening to Otis Redding than I was him because you really couldn't hear what he was saying. I know I couldn't. I really couldn't catch what he was saying. I don't know. Maybe my phone is raggedy. Who knows?
No,
It was a little bit loud, but like I say, overall, it was a great song. Yeah, no, it's a good song.
Nah, it's definitely a good song. Hey, y'all, I don't know how long my battery gonna last, y'all. I'm trying to make it home, but I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make the show. I'm about to fade to black.
Okay.
Okay.
I love all y'all. Right?
Ain't worried about nothing. Yeah. Nigga, ain't worried.
Yo,
name that we going out with in the 2013. Because we won't be having a show next week. So, you know, next week being it's Christmas, we won't be having our show next week. And we'll play the following week by year.
Right.
I want to have my own show
for New Year, so. But again, we really appreciate everybody calling in. GQ Palace has had a wonderful year, I think. I think GQ Palace has had a wonderful, wonderful year and stuff like that. And we would like to give everybody a minute real quick to say any final thoughts for the 2013 here at the GQ Palace Radio. And we will start with Kia. Lavina, are you still there, Lavina? Lavina is off. Kia.
I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Okay. We giving everybody a minute now to, you know, to do their final thoughts for the 2013 at the Diva Squad.
Oh, okay. Well, happy holidays, Santa. I hope you're listening. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. I want to give a shout out to the girls that sung their song tonight. They did a great job.
Yeah, Lexus.
So I enjoyed that. I truly did. And happy holidays to everybody, and look forward to the Diva Squad coming on soon, I think. Not next week, but, I don't know.
Next week we know there won't be a show, but the following week we'll play by ear. We'll see what happens.
That's New Year's Day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, slow.
This might
be the last show. We'll talk about approximately the 8th of January.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to miss y'all.
I know.
I'm going to miss y'all.
We're going to miss you, too.
I'm going to cry in the car.
I'm going to cry, too.
I'm going to cry in the car.
Oh, sorry. No, forever. I'm going to miss y'all anyway. You know what? That's so good. I'm going to get the DJ.
He's really showing off tonight. I'm going to let you know that. He's really been showing off.
It's all right. Look, I guess he could show up once in a while. Nah, just shake.
Yeah, it's the end of the year. We gotta do it. So now we gotta call his show, and you gotta call his show and act up. That's all.
I'm a call on Friday and act a fool.
Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, ain't worried.
Wait. But the funny part is, just don't call Sunday with that. I'm just saying, y'all.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Oh, God. No, but been a wonderful year, and we're thankful for everybody. And, you know, Diva Squad's definitely doing their thing, and we're proud of you guys. And Full Out Comedy as well. You know, when we look better, you know, we look forward to bigger and better things next year, 2014.
Yes.
I believe it's going to be our year.
That's all right.
This is the season for a new change and new beginnings, and I'm excited.
All right now. All right now. Thank you too, Lavina.
Hold on. Before we go anywhere or do anything, we're going to bring our very own CEO host on, Rich Money.
Woo! You ain't worried about nothing.
Yeah.
He's supposed to drop that coming in. You already
know. I know, right?
Hello.
Welcome to our show, Rich.
I want to thank y'all for just being part of GQ Palace, you know.
Thanks for having
I actually called too because I want to ask y'all opinion on something, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
I have a friend. Listen to this here. I have a friend, right? And he called me a little while ago. And he put his son on punishment. His son will be 17 next month. Right?
Oh. Uh-huh.
Now, he gonna tell his son about numerous things, and his son did. He got on punishment before he let him off. Now, this time, his son wants this coat for Christmas. Hold on, bubble coat with the hat, you know, it costs some money. So his son told him, listen, he told him if he don't get the coat and stuff for Christmas. What y'all think about that?
If he don't do what?
I missed that part. Say it again, I'm sorry.
Okay. In other words, he's supposed to get a coat and stuff for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
An expensive coat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he's on punishment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He wants to get off of punishment in exchange for him not getting nothing for Christmas.
Oh, wow. 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 I don't even really know what to say to that one. I don't know.
He's 17. He must want to go out there and do some serious partying.
He must really want to get out to give up Christmas presents. And maybe he think, unless he got other ways of going out and getting it himself.
I'm old-fashioned.
He couldn't be too good of a boy if he on punishment.
Well, see. I'm old-fashioned because I believe that at the end of the day, one, you're not going to negotiate a punishment.
Yeah, it's no negotiating, that's right.
Yeah, because you punish for a reason. So
right.
Punishment is not negotiable. The minute you start negotiating punishment, that means that you're negotiating being a parent.
Right.
That's true.
It's no negotiation.
You're compromising your position now, yeah.
Look, and honestly, look, I would tell your friend that they lucky because at my house growing up, if you was on punishment at Christmas time, you're not getting nothing.
Right.
And staying on punishment.
Right. You don't get nothing because you know that there's no Santa Claus.
Right.
Right. So that means you on punishment. I'm still supposed to spend a couple hundred hours on you?
Right.
Mama,
that is
we're
that
not
punishment.
Having that.
Wait a minute. It depends on the punishment now.
I was on punishment for cutting school. I was on punishment for cutting school.
Hey, you got so I ain't
that
well.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So I was on punishment for cutting school, and Mama was not having it.
Yeah, but like you said, no compromising. There ain't no compromising the punishment.
I wouldn't say it because you always think, it's just something about my mother catching or knowing. That's just like death. Talk like facing death. If Mama found out.
But the thing is, you can't be tried. You can't be tried twice for the same crime. You understand what I'm saying? So
that don't work in an African American household.
Huh?
That's the one that African American assholes. You gonna get, if you do it again, you're gonna get fucked again. Oh, you, that's a word.
You gonna get that ass whooped. That's what's gonna happen.
I don't know. It depends on
like
the parents.
Say, don't be his friend. Yeah, keep his butt on punishment. You still ain't gonna get nothing.
He's gonna need the coat for the winter.
He needs
the
coat.
Right.
If it's something that he needs, I would give it to him for Christmas.
It's a coat, but it don't have to be that type of coat. But it could be a coat. If you need a coat for the winter.
Next time you're going to think twice because not for nothing on punishment around the holiday when school's closed for like a week anyway. That's a lot of time to think.
Yeah. That's why he's saying he'll rather not have a coat. You talking about 2 weeks off of school doing nothing? I can't even show my new coat off.
Oh, that was wrong.
Well, you know what?
He shouldn't even have said that one. I don't know. Your friend's son, he shouldn't even have said that. He should have left it as, you know what, I know I'm wrong.
Let me take my punishment like a man.
And leave it at that, you know.
Yeah, he compromised all his Christmas to get all punishment. Oh, my God.
How my mom said to me, at 17, What's punishment anyway? What's Christmas anyway for you? No,
right.
I'm taking away everything. I had to sit in that room with absolutely nothing. When I tell you, nothing. I got my Christmas gifts when I got on punishment.
Yeah,
wow.
But
see, the only thing I think that, like, my mom should have did different, I think she should have gave me my gift on Christmas Day like everybody else. But then let me stay on punishment. That's the only thing I think I should have did different.
That's why I said, Lavina, my parents, don't get me wrong, I was on punishment, but my mother didn't reply me on Christmas because she knew, she just knew. But she told me I couldn't go nowhere. I couldn't go nowhere, but I enjoyed Christmas.
Ragging on him, saying, you had to stay in the house. Why you wasn't at the party?
And if he got a girlfriend, some other guy's going to be out there with his girlfriend.
Yep. He got to freeze to go to that party. He got to go to that party with no coat. He got to be at that party.
I think that, as parents, we just got to remember, and even like, people that are help raising kids and everything, we have to remember that there's no negotiating for parenting, So that means there's no negotiating for gifts. Punishment is punishment. And, me with my girls, listen, if they came to me with some negotiation, I might add another week to it. So,
Don't come in here try to test my intelligence because that's going to piss me off.
Exactly, and that's why I'd be mad.
He was broken. My mother, you better even ask her nothing. You better even come in the kitchen or whatever she asked to come ask the mom. She better even hear your name.
Wow.
For
the daddy to ask somebody else what they think, yeah, he got some issues too.
Negotiating.
But you know what? It sounds like at the end of the day, he going to get that coat, and he going to be off for punishment.
Wow.
Because if you got to ask about it, then you're wondering if you wrong. You wasn't wrong when you put him on the punishment, so you won't be wrong keeping his butt on punishment.
Yeah. Right.
Well, see, you know what? For the son to even approach him like that, he knows that he's going to get one or the other. If he get on punishment, they still going to buy him a coat or something.
He
already
get both.
Right. He's going to get out the punishment, too.
He already knows.
Right, but see, that's why it's no negotiating.
Keep his ass on punishment. Keep him on punishment.
Keep him on punishment. I would tell your friend, keep him on punishment and get the gift or whatever, but keep him on punishment.
I don't know about buying no $100 gift either.
Well, look, he'll be wearing that coat in the house. It was definitely a good question. You know, it was definitely a good question to me. You know, it was a good question. You know, because the kids do try and like test the parents' intelligence. Like, okay,
they
let's see if I can negotiate. But punishment is never negotiable. Parenting is never negotiable. That's strict right there, because if the person lets them off like right now and then you get the gift and you get off punishment, what were you on punishment for? Because if you were on punishment for something like I was, then granted, you're going to do it again.
Yep, exactly.
Because you know that you can negotiate something to get off. And that's why it shouldn't be negotiable. We got to stand firm with our punishments and stuff for our children. Because there's a reason why they're on punishment. You know what I mean?
There's something wrong.
You got to, you know, and my mom always told me, if you can be fresh and you can do whatever you do, then you should be able to face the music or the punishment. So,
And
my punishment was absolutely nothing. She wasn't playing.
Yep.
But you know what? The parents, when I was coming up, they're nothing like they were back then. When our parents said something, they meant it.
And you can bet your bottom dollar on it.
You better not question them why I can't.
Right.
Because you would have got punished and beat. You'd have got that ass whooped.
You've been finding yourself picking your teeth up off the floor or yourself up off the floor.
Yeah.
I know. As soon as I said negotiate to my mom, she probably would have smacked me right in the mouth.
And you know it. You'd have caught it.
I'm just saying. She would have smacked me right in the mouth.
You wouldn't even seen it coming. You'd have just seen your head flopping backwards. Your head flopping backwards
like
before getting popped. Oh my gosh. Well, see, you know, we already know how the level of discipline is so different now.
Right,
so,
of course.
You know, not to say that his friend don't discipline his kids or whatever, but, you know, kids nowadays, I don't know what the heck they put in that infamil Similac, but it messed our kids' brains.
They push on heavy in it.
But I think that's
I heard some new ingredients called disrespect your parents here. So, I don't know.
Don't
disrespect your who? I didn't get that. Don't disrespect your parents what?
I said disrespect your parents ingredients.
Oh, disrespect your parents ingredients. Yeah, see, I don't know where they make that at. But if
I
don't know where they make that at.
But it won't be up in my house or mine or grown. Not at my address.
Well, that's what the new generation is about right now.
Right,
But you know what? It's not all of them. I won't say it's not all of them.
Today on Facebook, I was watching. If y'all my Facebook friends, I want y'all to go see because I shared it. It's a video of the little boy that stole his grandmother's car, the 7-year-old.
Oh, I've seen it.
And the cop interviewing him is like, why did you do it? He said, because I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend. I mean, the answers he was giving this cop was just making me so mad. Like, I just want to take this kid, beat his behind, make him go to bed. You know what I'm saying? It made me so mad, man.
You know what the difference is, though? The difference is, I think, is the parenting is different. Like, back today is nothing the way it is right now. When I was growing up, they put you on punishment to the point where you're going to get whipped completely. I'm going to say whipped.
Yeah.
Because whenever you pick up a shoe or an extension cord,
That's what they gonna use. Whatever's in reach, hanger.
Right.
And you can call whoever you want to. It wouldn't have made a difference.
Right. But see, the difference nowadays is the parents aren't so quick to discipline them, you know, their kids in that way because, oh, I'm going to call ACS, or I'm going to call
CPS. Exactly.
Or
I'm
going to
call
SOPO.
I'm going to call CPS, BCW, whatever the letters are.
Yeah. But that's why, to me, when we raise our children, we have to make sure that we stand firm. If there's a punishment, guess what?
There's a punishment. Yeah, follow through with it. Follow through with that punishment.
You have to follow through on that punishment because the minute you don't, it's going to be the same thing that happens again and again.
Over and over again. Yep, you're going to repeat
and
that same
thing.
Time,
it's going to get worse. And not, you know, because God knows this is nothing but prayer, and I'm talking about prayer. My God sister, well, she got fooled yesterday. I wasn't there, but she got fooled because her mother is sick, not feeling well. So, you know, she's battling, you know, illness right now. But homegirl decides she want to walk up out the class, and you want to walk out the class. She don't come home when she wanted to. Well, when she got to school yesterday, you know, I guess her spirit was that spirit. My mom and my brother was right there to put in the window, whatever. My mother walked in that class just like she wanted to pee her pants. My mother went over there, snatched her up, and got up there and took her out wherever she went. When she came back in, she was pure red. He said she was pure red. Right. And he took a picture. She was taking a picture. He didn't post nothing. Mama, so he took pictures. She was pure red. My mother told him and told the people watching the class, lift her ass. Here's my cell phone number. Here's my office number. And she pure red. So today I said nothing.
Yep.
She goes to school, whatever. She's doing what she's doing. She got her behind embarrassing school. Embarrassed.
And that's good.
And wait a minute. She's 17.
Whoa.
Yep. See?
Yeah. But you know what? As years ago, how we were. If my mother and father was living there and I did some shiesty or did something that they didn't like, but see, they like would still take my butt down. Like we were saying before, though, people are afraid to losing friendship with their kids. You're my child. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn if you're mad at me or not. You ain't got to speak to me. I'm still your mother. You understand what I'm saying? You'll get over it.
I can't wait to see the
kids
because he likes it. And I keep saying he was pure red when she came out that whatever room she was in. She was pure red when she came in. Her eyes just as puffy. I know my mother laid her ass in there. I bet you she's gonna think twice about skipping the next class. Believe me, she ain't saying nothing. She come to my house for the holidays. Believe me, my mother gonna tear that ass up. I'm laughing because I want to see the picture so bad. I gotta see the picture so bad. She was at the picture so bad in the class.
Yeah, just make her, just tick her off a little bit worse by just showing the pictures and laughing at
her. I can't wait to see come up to the house this weekend. I cannot wait. That's what she gets. And you know what? She had to close her Facebook down and keep her on Taylor. And I cannot wait. This chick is unbelievable. But you know what? She got her ass in bed yesterday.
Yeah, again. I bet you she's going to know the next time.
She got that meat tore. As my mother said, you gonna get that meat tore up. I bet you she won't be running her mouth no more.
That's a good thing.
When I get ready to go to the bathroom and y'all let the teacher cursing him out, I bet you she won't be doing that no more. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
I was
like, wow, I can't wait.
But see, and again, like we're saying, we need a lot more of that. A lot more parents to stand firm.
Her mother,
and not give up.
Not
give up.
Not
compromise your position.
Oh, yeah.
To keep friendship with these kids. I don't care. You can go. You can poke your lips out so far, you could trip over them. That don't bother me not one bit.
I don't care. And she don't know how blessed she is. This girl don't walk, and her mother's not feeling well, not well. That, you know, and stuff. They come to my house this weekend, so it's not feeling well or whatever. My mother told her, you ain't don't say nothing to her no more. I said, oh, I got a phone message that, oh, she ain't so-and-so high school. I was like, oh. So he was snapping pictures while she was sitting there, and my mother was talking to the teacher. Why she talking to everybody in the class? So, this one right here, she was off to me. You let me know. I have no problem coming up here tearing her meat the hell up. I was like, oh, my God. In front of everybody in the class.
But you know what? With her mother being sick, she should be more understanding and be more respectable. Nobody have to come up there and get her for nothing.
She's too ungrateful. She's too ungrateful.
She's got too much in her lifetime. She's been spoiled.
She's ungrateful, but she doesn't know how to be. That's the key. But luckily, she's going to wait this weekend to get here. Because mama, they probably want to sit what she wants to do and had enough time to do what she wants to do at that school. But she did enough damage with, I heard the next day my cousin said, what happened? And I said, I don't know. And pictures, keep the pictures like, oh, God. I say, pure red.
Well.
Pure red.
And you know what? They need to continue to do it because in the long run, it's going to help her. It's not going to hurt her.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what we have to realize as parents, though, is that, like, the example that we're setting right now with these kids and the structure that we're setting for them, that's why we have to stand firm and be consistent with it. Because
absolutely.
Because if we allow them to get away with something, guess what? We're setting ourselves up for failure. And what example are we showing them when they do decide to have children? We're showing them what? You can negotiate a punishment? No, the punishment is punishment, no matter how you slice it. And I know I used to keep my little ones on punishment for a month at a time and take everything that they got. So you know what? You'll know next time.
Right.
You'll know next time.
You know, but if you keep breaking it, if you keep breaking those rules, you know, just to appease that kid, you're going to have hell on your hands when they get older.
You'll be sorry.
I think, and the thing right there, I think she's coming to stay up at my house while her mother recovered. I think that's how, I think this is what is going to happen. She don't know yet. She don't know yet. I'm telling you right now, sister is in for a treat this school year because she's going to have to be up at my house. And mama don't play with homework. She's going to be in my house in that. Oh, my God, I just cannot wait. I'm just, like, loving it right now because I see her, and I see her, so I'm like, what? She's doing what? I said, okay. My mother must have found out.
But it's best to correct it now before she go out there and get into the wrong thing.
Because my other brother went to get to her, but now she's talking about some. Well, Keith said she was saying because you know because the teacher doesn't like her. That's the reason why. And that was it. It was it. I heard she looked at pure red after she came, whether it was in the bathroom or they go in another room. And my father was knocking her in the mouth, knocking her upside her head. Probably, so I said, oh, my God. Damn, I would have been in there with my mother because Keith just stayed out. I would have been right in with my mother. I would have been right in that little window in the bathroom looking. I said, I had it. But don't worry, she'll be up here this weekend. I can't wait to see her. I'm
Kid is so ready to just go in on that one.
Because my mother, let me tell you something, this car don't walk for nothing.
Yeah, well, see, a lot of times that will happen. That's what happens simply because they don't have anything to look forward to now because I know I'm going to get what I want.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why
I put a cutoff somewhere.
That's why you see a lot of rich kids be out here shooting people, using people in target practice and stuff like that because they run out of stuff to do because they have everything.
Well, wait a minute.
Now, what's left for them to do?
Did y'all hear about that boy that went and got his little friend, the parents had bought him this expensive car. They went and stole some beer, hit four people on the sidewalk, and when they went to court, he didn't have to do anything, serve any time. Something that fell into the part of his parents being rich, and that's why he did it, because of him being in a rich family. I said, no, somebody paid somebody else.
They bought that judge. They bought him.
Exactly.
Yeah, they bought that judge. That ain't hard to tell.
Yeah. You know, because ain't no way in the world. I don't care, 16. Look at that 19-year-old boy that ended up killing them three kids right here in up north a little bit. You know, 19 years old, they gave him, what, three manslaughter charges? Driving drunk.
So that's what Terry McMillan said something about. She said something about you give him, you try him on that and charges about. That, if a black kid does it, can he get away with him?
get off because of ghettoism?
Nope. I bet he don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet he don't.
I've heard that story. Terry McMillan made a statement pertaining to that.
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's something so serious. With our black, you said, with our black kids, you know, don't get that kind of treatment.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
No. Yeah. He made a statement for that. I heard that. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Like, I'm going to say 10 year probation or some type of probation he has going up. But won't our black kids get come to trial and they get where, you know, because they live in the ghetto, that's the reason why they committed that crime or something like that.
And it, like I said, it's wrong at the end of the day.
Oh, it is wrong.
You know.
If you wrong place, wrong time, you had no business being open. He had no business driving that car. He had no business doing no business.
Exactly. Because guess what? Now he going to think, well, you know what? It doesn't matter what I do. I'm going to be able to get out of it.
Mm.
You know.
And
what if you go out here and shoot somebody, you get away with
time?
It? Huh?
Isn't that what we heard? Wrong place, wrong time? You going to jail, going to call me? Yeah.
But I this it's been a great night. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just been a lot of, like what's name said, it's been a lot of stuff. I can't believe we're almost to the end of the year.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So we've been good, and a lot of people, you know, that got it.
Still unappreciated.
Yeah, hold the line for a second. Before we do that, we have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
This is Eddie.
Hi, Eddie. Welcome to the Diva Squad. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Okay. Yeah, we have... Our topic tonight was really just the joys of the holidays, and we're just sharing general stories and stuff like that, and, you know. Would you like to share something tonight?
Well, let's see what I can share for the holidays, just for you guys. You know what? I just went to a choir concert just today, and my sister played in there, and it was really good.
Okay.
And... they played all these different Christmas songs, kind of like, I'm not sure if you've heard of some of these, but Beethoven's Fifth Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
That's one of the songs. Another song includes Can Santa Can Can.
Okay.
And Let the Christmas Season Begin.
Right, yeah, okay.
And a few others.
Nice. So, and the show was good? It was a good show?
It was a very good show.
Okay. Do you have anything special planned for the holiday season?
Well, I'm planning to hang out with family.
Okay.
Joel. Like, open presents on Christmas Day and that usual stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's
beautiful.
The usual. Yeah, I hear you. Because we do Christmas Eve. We open up our gifts and all that stuff Christmas Eve and just hang out. And on Christmas Day, we just take our time and put away stuff and, you know, and go house hopping if necessary, you know.
House hopping.
Yeah, house hopping. Yep.
House hopping is amazing.
Yeah. House hopping, so. But just like to tell everybody that's out there traveling to be safe out there.
Yeah,
you know, up here, I'm from Long Island, so it's really icy out, and, you know, people just be careful out there, you know, and then when you're out shopping also, you know.
I know.
Keep an eye on your merchandise, you know.
And make sure you unlock your truck and turn around and make sure nobody is following you, because they are
carjacking
big.
Check those
back.
We spoke on that tonight about the...
You got to be careful when you walking. You got to make sure that it's turning back and forth your car.
Cool. Yep, make sure ain't nobody behind you. Or in your car.
Or in your car, look in that back seat. I always check my back seat anyway.
Or either, like, when you walk into your car, make sure that you, like, bend down a little bit and make sure ain't nobody up under it.
Right.
You know, even though when I work in the city, but I park my car in the garage here in Newark, get out of Penn Station, I walk, make sure. But the car tenders, they all, you know, all on duty. And here I would be pulling my truck out, and I'd be, you know, looking. He said, "Grandpa, I said, I know you ain't got to tell me. By the time I leave, if I'm doing a show or not, I'm hitting 280 heads up to West Orange."
Okay.
People are carjacking big time out here. They tell you right now, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Okay.
New Jersey Drive, huh?
Yep. You saw what happened at Short Hills Mall. That didn't make no damn sense.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
I was
told
him and his wife
shopping.
That
didn't make no sense.
Right.
Definitely senseless acts.
That's
But again, that's why we just pray that everybody's safe during the holiday season.
Yeah.
And, you know, for everybody that has to work on Christmas and stuff like that, you know. And, you know, hopefully everybody just have a joyous season.
And a blessed one.
A blessed and prosperous new year and stuff like that. And if you can share, if it's just as little as a hug, share with somebody else who doesn't have anything.
And definitely tell somebody that you love them, because you never know if you will see that person the next minute.
That's right.
Know that you love them. And I just want to tell all you guys, I love you. I love you. I love you too.
Love
so
you
happy
too.
To be a part of GQ family. I've been there from day one, and it's definitely been a pleasure. And to our CEO and our executive producer, Lavina and Rich, I love you guys. You're my family. And
love you too, dear.
Love you too.
It's so hard. I mean, you know, it seemed like we doing our last show for good, you know?
Yeah, it seems that way, but not. Listen, we coming back in 2014 just ready. We going to be ready for a lot of things. We're going to be doing big things in 2014. And we want everybody that's actually listening on the lines and all of that stuff to come back. We going to be off for a couple of weeks, and it's going to seem like we missed a lot of things, but we're going to come back with just new things. You know what I'm saying?
So this should be a lot to talk about. Being Christmas and a new year, should be a lot everybody got to talk about and just want to just share.
The Diva Squad won't be on, but we still, Rich Money still be there. He still have his show on Friday. We got Spiritual Sunday with Lavina, and, you know, we have, you know, on Mondays, Deanne Lang. And
the mayor.
And the mayor. We, you know, everybody's
but
still
popular.
But
it won't be no show
it.
Tuesday for the mayor, nor
Dallas
no
ain't going nowhere but up. So.
Right, there's no sports show on Tuesday, but there is going to be a sports show on the 28th.
Okay.
From about 12 to 3.
12 to 3, that's that Saturday, right?
Yeah, that's Saturday.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
And that's where he going out with a bang, 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 bang.
Oh, yeah. Well, I gotta call him, get at the mayor on that day, hang out with him for that day.
I'll be calling right from the hairdresser.
Oh, go ahead, the dryer in the background. Oh, that's key in the hair salon.
In the hair salon, that.
Yes. Yes, but again, we want to thank everybody tonight, you know, just for a wonderful year. Everybody for calling in, our callers and listeners. We had a little girl call and sing for us earlier. Her name is Alexis.
That was
beautiful. That was so wonderful. That was awesome.
Oh, I missed that. Oh,
yes, you know, Kia, it was awesome.
Oh.
She's
in the archives, Kia.
Yes, go listen to it. And she just, you know, it just started our night off. That she really did. She made our night. So shout out to Alexis, Sasha. We had Barry Corlin, the mayor, Lavina, Chicky Chick, Dave. We have
Eddie Kia.
We thank all of y'all for calling in tonight. And I hope I didn't forget anybody out there that called in. And we definitely want to thank
Yes.
Rich.
Yes, you did. You did forget somebody.
I got you.
I said Rich.
I got you. I'll let you. Who's next? I got you. We got you. But again, we want to thank our CEO and our CEO, Rich Money, for just putting out the time and the money and all the effort and everything that, well, Rich / Lavina, we already know how that do. That, you know, we know how that do. Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
And I want to give a big shout out to Rachel. We miss you, sweetheart.
Yes,
and we hope that you have a very blessed, happy, prosperous new year and all the other goodness.
Absolutely.
And that third leg of that Diva squad.
Absolutely. That's our Diva and around. You know, and we would like to just wish everybody a happy holidays and a safe and blessed holiday and a prosperous and blessed New Year's. And just no time for negative thinking. That's our motto.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because...
And for sure, keep God first always.
Keep God first. You know what I'm saying? And if your mind is right, your body gonna follow. You know,
yeah,
we ain't worried about now. Now you gotta be singing that song.
That's gonna be my words too, Andy. Ain't gonna worry about nothing.
Trigger ain't worry about nothing. Trigger ain't worry about nothing.
Oh my goodness.
And hopefully everybody gets what they want for Christmas. Hint, hint. Hey, that's for you, Lavina.
Ain't worried about none. Yeah. Nigga.
Listen, you already know. Everybody know after Christmas is follows the invitations. You already know. So listen.
Right.
Again, hopefully everybody get what their heart desires, you know. And let's remember the reason for the season. I bless the Lord on my soul and all that is in me. So,
is it anything anybody else got to say?
Yes.
Wait, I missed that part. Let's see.
We just throwing stuff in the air. We just put stuff out there in the air. Hopefully somebody catch that. You know what I'm saying?
They better catch that. They should be able to catch that.
He said, nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
He should have been able to catch that out. Unless it was loud and vocious how Lavina is, they should have been able to catch that.
That's right.
Hey. How about this? How Beyonce said it?
Lavina, I'm quite sure you laid it down the right way, so I'm quite sure.
Good, that's right.
I missed it, so I'm quite sure you laid it down the right way.
Listen, Rich, we ain't trying to start no trouble, though. We ain't trying to start. We ain't trying to start.
Ain't worried about none. Mm-hmm. Nigga ain't worried.
Panic ain't sort off the night.
That ain't starting no trouble. Lavina laid it out the right way. That ain't starting out no trouble.
We ain't worried about nothing. Oh, my goodness. Just
and then dropped the bomb on it.
Just showing off. But we got you, though. But, again, we are grateful. I love everybody. I love all y'all, really, from the heart. And I hope everybody, like I said, get what your heart desires. And
ain't worried about
none. And my advice to everybody, if you got your mind set on doing something, go on and do it. Don't let nothing and nobody change that.
Right.
Oh, that's a plus right there.
Uh-huh.
And just that's be blessed. Be safe out here because you know we don't know what this weather is gonna do from day to day as well.
Listen.
And if you're traveling anywhere, you know, safe travels.
Yes.
Prayers with it, you know.
Yep. And just be aware of your surroundings when you go in.
At all times.
Yep.
At all times.
Yep. So, shout out to all our GQ Palace family, too.
Yes.
You know.
Every host, everybody.
Y'all have
all callers, pay for callers.
A joyous holiday and prosperous New Year. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, whatever it is you celebrate. Happy days to you. That's all. Whatever it is you celebrate.
And we
happy
love
4th of July, if that's what you celebrate.
So.
All right, well, on that note, if nobody else has anything to say,
we gonna chuck it up and say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone out there.
Everyone. From the Diva Squad and GQ Palace family. We love you guys.
God bless.
It's butter, baby!
Think I ain't worried about nothing.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. New York,
please talk to him, Otis.
Feel mighty fine.
Show y'all how we do this, man.
I got music on my radio.
Dynamic duo. Batman and Batman.
I feel like I'm gonna kiss you.
Shout out to all you Robins. I'm gonna put the pause on. Boogie Block! Lead away, what you say?
Boogie just stepped in the club.
Girls.